and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. It's down to the wire in the presidential campaign and last push through battleground states. In Pennsylvania, Kamala Harris appeared with a coalition of Republicans who are backing her over Donald Trump.
I think we all recognize the courage that you are each showing to speak out so publicly and to put as we are saying, because we truly believe a country over party.
She also plans to sit for an interview with Fox News. Trump is wooing Latino voters and earlier women in a Fox town hall.
I'm the father of IVF, so I want to hear this question.
Jimmy Carter has cast his ballot. The Carter Center says he voted by mail today. His son says he wanted to vote for Harris. President Biden delivered the eulogy at Ethel Kennedy's funeral today. One of three presidents attending the funeral, the widow of Robert F. Kennedy, died last week. CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has a $4.5 billion budget surplus. Wisconsin also has close to $2 billion in its rainy day fund. That's a record. Governor Evers says the extra money should be reinvested in the next state budget. Republicans have said they want to give the money back to taxpayers. Today is the last day to register to vote in Wisconsin by mail or online. In-person early voting starts next week. Kate Martin is Menominee City Clerk. She says planning ahead will ensure local clerks run a free and fair election.
The less work that they have to do in order to help voters get through that process on election day, the better and the least frustrating it is for voters themselves.
Martin says voters can help by having required documentation on hand when they register. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Senator Tammy Baldwin stopped in Wausau on her Wisconsin farm tour on Tuesday with a visit to Shu Ginseng Farms.
Probably 90% of the ginseng produced in America is produced right here in Marathon County. So this is a tariff situation that is like a double whammy in this part of the state.
She said a trade war with China started with new tariffs implemented under the Trump administration.
When you see something, for example, like steel dumping, where they're trying to undercut an entire industry, we have to fight back and protect our domestic ability to produce things we need for infrastructure and our national security.
Baldwin does not agree with the tariff proposal by Trump, which argues for massive tariffs on all products.
It's almost a sales tax on every U.S. consumer. And so I think targeted are very appropriate. It fights for American workers, but I don't think we should do the wholesale on everyone.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Badgers getting ready for the Wildcats. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers head to Illinois to face the Northwestern Wildcats Saturday. Wisconsin with a record of 4-2. Northwestern is 3-3. The Badgers lost to them last season. Head coach Luke Fickell.
It's a really solid football team. I think they do the things they do really well. You know, they're physical. They play well up front. I thought last year they controlled the line of scrimmage, and particularly better than any other game that we played last year. When I say they controlled the line of scrimmage, that's probably me not wanting to say that they dominated us up front on both sides of the ball, but in a lot of ways they dominated us up front on both sides of the ball in a lot of other areas.
NFL, the Packers have released their rookie place kicker, Braden Narrison. After just six games, Narrison was leading the league in missed field goals. They've signed veteran kicker Brandon McManus, who spent eight seasons with the Broncos before joining the Jaguars. The 49ers have signed former Packers place kicker Anders Carlson as a backup while their kicker recovers from a shoulder injury. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and a low around 30 tonight. Sunny, breezy, and warmer tomorrow. High, low 60s. Sunny with the wind picking up for Friday. High, upper 60s. A slight rain chance for Friday night in early Saturday. The weekend temps will stay mild. Currently 57 degrees.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off. by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers are back on the road to face Northwestern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll break down Vice President Harris's interview with Fox News and a what's worse. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, October 16th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two today, we're going to speak with our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. We got the Silver Foxes in. We're going to talk with Chris, Linda, Tronda about Let the Spirit Move You. Looking forward to that. Right now, I've been looking forward to it all week. We have our good friend, Mayor Matt Zacher of Wisconsin Rapids, in with us right now. Matt, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, James. Thanks for having me again, as always.
Appreciate you being here and appreciate our friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Say a thank you to them. Do yourself a favor, go to YouTube, type into your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, like their page, keep up to date on the great work they are doing over there. Matt, how you doing? How's things been?
Doing well. We just spent, still in the middle of the budget season, so this is my first time around being, I don't know if I say on the inside, you know, but really, really being a part of the nuts and bolts and understanding better how it goes and how it all comes together. And then you start to chip away at it, you know, to try to get it down to the where the numbers become more equalized of what's coming in and what's going out. We've had a couple of big things happen that are coming down the pipeline that I'm sure the folks would be interested in hearing about. You know, we did give some hefty raises last year in terms of a step system and trying to put people in the place and get them in line with where the market rates are, but also gave them another bump with the aldermen. We voted on giving them a, you know, if they've been there for a long time, according to those years, another bonus that way. That's all great, and we want to take care of the employees and let them know that we appreciate the work that they do. But at the same time, you got to pay for it still. So you got to find that in the budget, and so we had to work on that. Another big thing is that the transportation utility has been challenged in a different court system down in Pewaukee, similar to what we had. So right now we're choosing to, because it was ruled as legal by the local, and then it was the appellate court or appeals court turned it over and said it wasn't legal, and then they sent it to the state and said that they weren't going to take it up. So it went back to the appeals court and stayed in that realm for right now anyways. So we did the safe thing right now put it on hold.
Right.
So we're working on other ways to, because we don't want to go back to special assessments. We worked really, really hard to take that burden off the people as the prices go up and up, and you're paying, you know, half the price of your house to get the roads done outside. It just wasn't really fair anymore. Mm-hmm. So we tried to spread that out quite a bit. And so that's been another part of trying to get the money to equalize and work our way through. And then, of course, at the end of it all, you got to pay for the roads and make sure you got money for the new roads and the utilities underneath those. And then the mill and overlay where we're grinding it up and putting down new stuff right away. And also the chip and seal. So it's all coming together, though, but it's definitely definitely a stressful time for everybody involved.
A couple of questions regarding the budget. We'll stay right there for a second. First, from your perspective, going into this, you mentioned that, you know, this is a little bit different being on this side of things. What has been maybe the most surprising part of this for you?
It's hard to say. I think that it's just the biggest part is how big and broad it is. Mm-hmm. You know, like even I was on the Finance and Property Committee for 2 years as chair. So I was I'm a part of that conversation. Yeah. But really being on the inside of it and really over the last 6 months, just getting to understand how many moving parts there are, how many people are involved.
Yeah.
I think that's, you know, and again, it's small compared to a lot of things, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in the sense of what I've been through and what the community has to offer in that sense, it's big and it's important. I do, you know, throw a lot of appreciation out to all the department heads and all the workers that are in the government itself that are making this work. And I know we like to, you know, take our shots at them. And again, they're doing their job, and they for the most part, everyone takes a great pride in what they're doing, and they should, and we should appreciate that, keeping our city together and moving forward and progressing. And my job in turn is to help everybody see that, you know, a little more clearly and get everybody more on the same page and keep some of that cooled down. Some people you can't win over because it's kind of part of who they are to complain about the government. So I understand it. I've been there too myself. So.
Right. As my papa used to always say that one political party could have the cure for cancer and charge a dollar. The other one would say they're charging too much.
Yeah
there's some people you're never going to be able to please everybody kind of thing. And I'm glad you brought up these department heads and how important they are in all of this too, because while everybody out there knows what it's like to deal with a budget, on this level is so different. And, you know, we have to think about, okay, not just today, but tomorrow. With for you and these department heads, it's such on such a different level that if you haven't done the job, I don't know that you can really understand, to your point about you hadn't been at this position before and everything. And to the listener out there, having some empathy for these positions and some understanding of what it takes to do these jobs.
Yeah.
That's a whole different ball game to deal with when you got to, it's not just right now you got to think about. You have to think about the next year, the next month, and all these other steps.
Yeah.
And it's not just you, it's your neighbors, it's people, you know, other people in the community, new people in the community. There's so many other layers to it.
Yeah, I appreciate that people are, you know, we're really looking into now, like, taking it 10, 15, 20 years down the road and saying, okay, these are the same streets. We're landlocked by all the other communities. We know we have development that we want to do and that we can do. Let's really try to organize what we have and have a plan, a really long-term plan on the capital improvements and what that takes, and then all the machinery that it's going to take, because you do have to rotate the machinery through. But it's expensive, and it's only going to get more expensive. So it's, you know, it's all moving very fast, but at the same time thinking ahead, and I appreciate that everybody's working with each other to do that.
To the audio audience out there, we have the last fly in Rapids in this room right now, and he's just bugging the daylights out of you, man. He will not leave you alone.
I can handle it.
He was messing with me earlier during the morning show. So, recently we had meetings to discuss the city's downtown revitalization. Had some great meetings. Heard some great feedback from the community on this one. A shout out to Kyle and the gang and everybody that was a part of those. The city asked for residents' ideas, input, and involvement as a part of the downtown master plan. Updating the master plan, how did that go? Were you able to attend any of those?
Yeah, I did make it in there and went through the same talks that, you know, they're giving everybody else to understand better what they have to offer, how they come to their, you know, their master plan, I suppose. And I think it's great. You know, in the end, all the ideas are there. I think the big thing that is always the struggle with this is bringing all the people to the table and getting them to let their guard down enough, because a lot of the property downtown is owned by, you know, either private entities or foundations in the city. So in the end, a lot of the dropping the guard and building the bridges and trusting each other enough to say, what's in the best interest of everybody and how can we all get part of what we want in that picture in order to make progress? Because otherwise it just sits there. And if it just sits there, everybody's going to kind of lose hope that something's going to happen eventually. And that's not what we want, especially at this time when things are happening at the mill and things are possibly happening on the west side with the tracks and, you know, all these things are kind of in play.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great time. And this encompasses that whole downtown area to include, you know, in my mind, it's got to include the rafters and the aquatics park and everything that's a part of that whole area. You know, it's all one community.
It's you don't get to see this in politics very often, but I think on a local level, if you're paying attention, you really do. What Mayor Zacher was doing with the water park and some of those ideas, and trying to bring in not Zacher, so what he was doing was certainly ambitious and trying some different things and trying to bring in a different economy and some of that. We have Shane come in, and Shane brings an approach that's not only level-headed, but comes at it in a different angle and kind of gets the books in balance and some of that. And you come in and you have a good foot in both of these worlds in many ways, and an ability to kind of look at both things and everything. And all that work that was done before by other mayors and such really plays into what we're trying to do right now in this moment and building on this momentum. So it's kind of cool to see how that happens. Like it's not as if anybody like 4 mayors ago, they were thinking necessarily about this, but at the same time, this stuff all ties in together and has a domino effect.
Yeah.
So where we are right now with, I believe, kind of piggybacking on what you said there, I think we have some real momentum here in our city with some new businesses coming in, along with some business established businesses doing very well and everything. Agreed. Keeping that momentum going and looking at new, bringing in new businesses in and everything, how is that going? And are you not asking for necessarily details? I know that that's a whole other thing, but are you getting some conversations? Are you having some meetings about that?
Yeah, I think again, this is what my whole platform was to just be a part of. As many conversations as possible, and wherever I can see a connection, build bridges. You know, I've talked with the people at the PAC and all the great work they're doing there, and how you can tie that into the Hotel Mead and all the great work they're doing there. They're bringing tourism and the CVB and Meredith and what she's doing, and that ties into the rafters, and that ties into the downtown and the bars, and you know, it's all a part of the conversation. So just getting people together and just going off of what you said, like being a part of something that is just a continuous flow. Like with Express Recycling, I was there from almost the beginning, you know, a couple months into it, I got involved. So I kind of knew where it started and how it went. When you get into government, you're handed,
you're handed a lot. Here you,
know?
You go.
There's 150 years of like, you know, of decisions and ultimately like good feelings and bad feelings. Like I'm dealing a lot with I say this with the utmost, concern, I guess, but like, or goodwill, but there's a lot of hard feelings out there in the community with this person versus that, or this community versus that. And I've had nothing to do with any of this stuff. So it's my job now. I take it on as a personal mission to try to make some of that go away and heal so that we can kind of see that we are one big community, and we do have to communicate with each other, and we do have to look for long-term solutions to big problems such as, you know, EMS services and how we're going to play that all out, because everybody needs it. The population is still growing in terms of all those folks that need it, and the health system is struggling. So there's some big questions on the table, and we need some big solutions.
We're speaking of the Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher, along with our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. When it came to the revitalization plan, those meetings and everything, not again looking for details or specifics, but did you have some good feedback from the community about ideas and just seeing a good turnout in some of that?
Yeah, I think again, people have the properties and they got to come to the table, but the ideas that are out there are great, and I've said this before to you, like I have mixed emotions about master plans and all these plans that come together, because in the end you pay a lot of money for a plan, and if you don't execute anything in the plan, then it just kind of sits and collects dust, and that's what a lot of people are frustrated about. So this is my time to say, okay, well, we have a plan, so now we enact the plan and we make it happen, you know, to the best of our ability. And if we actually get some successes out of the plan due to what the conversations were, then it's a win, and it was worth the money that we spent, and everybody will be excited about what's coming. And really downtown, when you think about, you know, we just delayed the Jackson Street project because we were going to work on that street next year. But we're delaying it for a year because of all the things that are happening with the courthouse and around the courthouse. So they have a plan, and there's going to be some property there that can be developed, and it's only going to be more valuable after this stuff comes together. So, you know, that's a big part of the conversation, not to mention the bridge lighting is going to be coming up. I think it's, you know, it's going to take a while before that comes through. I think we'll be talking to you again about a grand opening, you know, a night to lighten that up. And And we'll be promoting that as much as we can just to take pride in it. And again, that's all able to happen because we made that a TID district a long time ago, and we're able to capitalize on some of those withheld taxes to help out with some of those projects. Another one will be the big wall that's between in Veterans Park there. We're going to have to do some work on that, and that's a big undertaking, and now's the time to do it because that funding is there specifically for these reasons. Otherwise, it wouldn't be there, and it would be all debt. You know, so
yeah,
appreciate it and got to use it while it's there.
So as far as the next step after, now that these meetings have wrapped up and everything, is that kind of the next step, the next stage of this is to plan out is the what to do, you know, how we're going to do this and when we're going to do it and that?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, Kyle has most of those details, and I kind of let him take the front seat on that. But yeah, they're going to come together with the overall plan of like all the ideas that they've come together with the stakeholders and then the community and kind of put it all together. So it'll be exciting to see, and I look forward to doing that. I look forward more to building the bridges and trying to get these folks together and make stuff happen because that's the fun part.
You mentioned the railroad and some of the talk about the train system and some of that that was going on. Between that, some of our construction that's being done here in town, how are all these projects going? Everything seems to be going smoothly from my end.
Yeah, we ended up getting all the letters of support that we could possibly get from Port Edwards, School of Port Edwards, Seneca, obviously Rapids, the county, the highway department, the state DOT, CN Railroad, which were two big ones. We actually got ERCO Worldwide to give a letter of support just because they're part of that train system that goes out there. And we also got Chemtrade, who is General Chemical up on 12th Avenue, that, you know, talking to them about possibilities of moving that facility to the industrial park. So that's big. It would change that, and it would change that whole corridor there and be able to open up that for investment, which would be really excellent.
It's almost surprising because this better than I do. It doesn't happen very often that people are kind of all come to the table and pretty much in agreement, it seems like.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, though. There's still a really long road to go. Yeah,
yeah, so absolutely.
I'm excited that we got to this point, and they are at the table for a planning grant. So it's some money to get us all to the table and sit down and say what's possible and how do we do this. And then we still got to agree and we got to make it all happen. So it's a big if, but I think it's definitely doable, and I think now's the time to do it because the money's there again from the federal government.
30 years ago, if not longer, they talked about putting a new jail in this town, and there were people that thought that was sci-fi, that wouldn't happen, that is a far-fetched idea and everything, and here we are, that this is happening. Yeah. This is how we get to that place. You know, we start having these conversations now, and it is very encouraging to hear that many people in those different organizations and businesses, you know, being willing to have the conversation. We can't get to stage two before stage one, so that's good news. That's good to hear.
Everybody's talking really well. Even Wisconsin Rapids is, you know, done, you know, a lot of work to get the departments together and really start talking and saying, let's overlap here. Let's work together and save money, but also come up with good ideas. I mean, we have so many smart, talented, you know, ingenuitive people. So it's great to utilize those resources to the fullest.
I wanted to talk about some of the proclamations that you recently had come out. Let's touch on these and let the audience know about them.
Yeah, so these aren't quite out yet, but I did want to get them out there because I don't know if we'd touch on them
next time around.
So I got Community Media Day, and I just wanted to throw a shout out to Joe and Taylor and Angelica, who is our intern, and she's doing very well helping us out, and we appreciate that. And again, they do so much, and they're so talented just in their ability to put together the TV station and all the videos that they do. We're doing a lot more. We just spent some money on revamping our studio, and that's going to be great. And we're doing more, setting up more of the ability to crossbreed between maybe a news where you're kind of facing a camera or also just doing a podcast where you're talking to each other. Kyle and I put one out just to try to get some information out to the community recently, and that worked out well. Working out some glitches and just trying to figure some stuff out. So it's good, and I just want them to know that we appreciate what they're doing and every other community media people that are out there helping out their communities. And then, of course, Free Speech Week between the 21st and 27th. Obviously, we all know that we need to cherish and protect free speech no matter what it is. And so I appreciate it, and I appreciate everybody else being able to have the free speech that we have and the rights that we have, and we got to make sure we keep that safe.
We're very thankful to not only Wisconsin Rapids Community Media and the decades of service and great work that they have done over there, and certainly our current team that we shout out and appreciate all the time. That is important not only in our community but all communities. These oftentimes are not only our main sellers, our main mascots for our communities, but also informing people that may not know of certain things otherwise and giving people insight on stuff that they may not know otherwise. There's so many angles to what they do over there, and appreciate that great work. And it's nice to have these proclamations that give us it's an opportunity to highlight these things that we don't always get a chance to.
Yeah,
that part is great.
There's also a White Cane proclamation that I put out, which is also a great one for the blind folks in our community, and just making sure that we support them, you know, as they're making their way through life and facing challenges that we all face and overcoming hurdles that we all face, you know, so some bigger than others. So we appreciate that, and just being aware of each other and taking care of each other when we can.
Another gray area that we don't always get a chance to highlight and look out for or have some empathy for gives us that opportunity to do that as well. And also, you recently had the Domestic Violence Awareness Month as a proclamation. Yeah. I am appreciative of that. As I always mention to the audience, I'm on the board at the Family Center. This is a topic that is very important to me. There is no gray area on this topic for me. There is being on the right side of history and not when it comes to domestic violence. I appreciate that we have a mayor, that we have a community that's on the right side of history when it comes to this topic. And it's very appreciative to me that we can talk about these things in an open voice now and hopefully do some good work when it comes to this topic.
Yeah, I think I appreciate that. I appreciate everything you guys do and everybody that's working hard to make that happen. You know, my thoughts on that as I've been, you know, going through it this month is just, you know, really, you know, being able to bring it into the open and get the conversation out in the open and making sure we protect those who are being abused, but also understanding that that cycle of abuse is also something that we got to focus on and say, like, these, you know, adults most likely were abused when they were younger or at least witnessed it, and they just have it in their psyche when they're being brought up that this is how we treat people, and especially behind closed doors when nobody's watching, that's when the worst things happen, and we got to get it out in the open and attack it from the most compassionate way possible, but with a very strong standing to say this is not okay.
Yeah, we can't change the narrative if we don't talk about it. Yeah, you know? Well said. Always appreciate the time, Matt. Thank you so much for joining us. If people have follow-up questions, want to know more, and they want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
I do have a cell phone, 715-321-0727. I also have a phone from work. It's 715-315-2925. Yes,
we never call ourselves. That. Yeah, nicely done, though. Nicely done.
But I do like when people call and, you know, we set up times to go out. So it's the option's always there to give me a call. And even when people disagree with me, I'd rather have a face-to-face conversation and come to you know, some common ground with people so they understand where I'm coming from instead of just, you know, hating me without understanding why.
Right. So. Always appreciate the time. Looking forward to hanging out again next month. Next month, no fly. No fly next month.
we'll
I promise.
See, well,
no
fly next month. That was fun.
Thanks for hanging out, man. Appreciate you, man. Find out more at wirapids.org, wirapids.org. And, of course, follow our friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media on social media and on YouTube. Go there, throw that in your search bar and keep up to date on all the good work that they are doing over there. Appreciate them. Appreciate all of you sticking around. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just got to hold on. And know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Thank you for listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least six Wisconsin poultry farms are giving away thousands of chickens after an Iowa-based processor suddenly closed last week. Farmers who need help can contact the Wisconsin Farm Center. People are concerned about the ways artificial intelligence can be misused. Joe Dooley is a policy manager for Google. He told the Wisconsin Legislative Task Force yesterday that protections are probably already covered by existing data privacy laws.
If it's illegal for any other company or technology mechanism to do it, it's probably also illegal for AI to do, you know, to cause the same harm.
This summer, the governor's AI task force recommended K-12 digital literacy training, help for people who lose their jobs to AI, and investing in more research. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Dane County Clerk Scott McDonnell is promoting election security with an unexpected parody character, Chad Vader, Darth Vader's little brother.
Darth Vader?
Close. It's I, Chad Vader.
Oh, well, hi there. What can I do for you?
While humor and elections may not seem to go together, Wood County Clerk Trent Miner says letting people know our elections are secure and safe is what's important.
Scott runs under one party, I run on another, but when we get together as county clerks or as municipal clerks, but especially as county clerks, we get together in a room and we start talking about this stuff. There is no DNR. It is strictly, okay, we're county clerks. What's the best way we can communicate our issues, the best way to educate our population?
You can see the full PSA linked in an article by Savannah Tomei Olson on WFHR.com. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Actor, activist, and Wisconsin native Mark Ruffalo literally walked the walk in support of Native Americans voting. Ruffalo participated in a Walk to the Polls event with the Navajo Nation activist Allie Redhorse Young. The Oscar-nominated actor has supported Native American issues for years. Yahoo Entertainment reports that the walk took place in Fort Defiance, Arizona, and was 3 miles long. The purpose? To urge indigenous people in Arizona to go to the polls. You would think a high-profile gig like hosting the Oscars would not be hard to fill. It seems people who are good at it get tired of doing it, possibly because one joke can get you slapped in the face by an irrational actor husband. The search for a host for next spring's Oscars broadcast is on, and according to Deadline, Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds are being considered. The duo starred in the film Deadpool, which has become one of the highest-grossing films ever. Other celebrities being considered include Dwayne Johnson, Amy Poehler, and Will Ferrell. Billy Farrell would have my vote. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and a low around 30 tonight. Sunny, breezy, and warmer tomorrow. High, low 60s. Sunny with the wind picking up for Friday, high upper 60s. A slight rain chance for Friday night in early Saturday. The weekend temps will stay mild, currently 57 degrees.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning on Up North News Radio, Assembly candidate Christian Phelps, Joe Zepecki, and our Women Win Wisconsin segment powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, October 16th, 2024. Have your host, James, here with you. And right now, we're welcoming in some of our favorite people. We have Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater Silver Foxes members. We're going to talk about Let the Spirit Move You. Their fantastic show coming up Thursday, October 24th at 2 o'clock. Got a Friday show at 6, Saturday show at 2. We'll tell you more about those details and how you can get tickets before we wrap up the show today. But first, I want to introduce some of the cast that we have with us. And we're just going to go right down the line here. I will let you introduce yourself so the audience can recognize your voice as I ask questions. Go right ahead.
Hi, Marilyn Helgested.
Marilyn, thank you so much for being here. What character are you playing?
Well, at first I wasn't playing a character. I was the MC. And I had a lot of intros and in-between things and exits and tying all things up. And unfortunately, we had a few people that life interfered. They had to step back late. So now I am a character on top of everything else.
Thank you for stepping up and doing that. MC work is not easy. Then taking on a character, that's good on you for doing that. Appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Tronda Barris, and I am playing in the halftime, which I love because I get to be a little frisky here with Chris. And we enjoy it.
That's great. Thank you, Tronda. Thank you for being here. Chris?
Yeah, my name's Chris Williams, and looking forward to this show, too. We have four skits all together, and I play in two of the skits. I get to play the basketball coach for an over 60 women's league and
exasperated coach.
It's so much fun because I get to yell a lot.
Right
So
fantastic.
We have a skit where it's a conversation or set up between a mother and her son. So I get to play the son in that.
Very cool. Very cool. I was wondering if you guys wouldn't mind going through a little bit of a synopsis of what the audience can take in from the show. Does anybody want to take the lead on that as far as a synopsis for that goes? What you mentioned, Chris, that there's four different bits and four different shows here.
Correct. Yeah. Our first bit is going to be this over 60 women's basketball league, and basically they're losing 59-6, and they're playing a bunch of nuns.
Okay.
Sisters of Mercy.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So the coach is trying to motivate them and kind of yelling at them for being not playing very well.
Right.
So, it's a fun skit. And then the next skit is going to be a mother and her son, and she's trying to watch a movie, and he comes in trying to get her to look, because he's a columnist for a newspaper. Okay. So he say, Mom, I want you to listen to this latest thing I have. So, and there's some antics that go along with it. So I'm going to let you guys talk about the other ones.
All right.
We're also doing a Route 66, which I come in as a Ghostbuster type thing, and we're trying to find the spirits.
Cool.
So that'll be interesting, too.
Seasonal. Very yes, tied to the yes. season. Very nice.
Right. Yeah. So there's going to be spirit type things and, of course, comedy.
Yeah.
Great.
And then the last one is we have a psychic, Maya Fantasma. And kind of have to see what ensues with her. Accurate is she? And so the first half would be more comedic and even some slapstick a little. And then in the holiday vein, after the intermission, are the other two.
Yeah, well said. And it's a fun way to break this up, too, for the audience and for people taking this in, as well as for you guys, I imagine. Getting to be a part of some pieces like this before, it could be so much fun to kind of just throw one costume on to the next and going from one to the next. And it really keeps the energy going and everything. That's a fun part of this. You touched on this a little bit already, Marilyn. You mind telling us about your characters, you guys? And Marilyn, MC work and character work. I've done that before, too. Yeah. That is not an easy game. Like,
well, and plus I've done some writing. I actually had to tweak one of the things and put an ending to it.
are you the caterer, too? Are you doing other things? How many jobs you got, Marilyn?
I don't think anybody would come if I was a caterer.
Well, tell us a little bit about the works that you're doing.
I had to step into the halftime show. Mm-hmm. So I'm one of the over 60 women that's been pummeled by the nuns. And our coach is having a tough time motivating us. We lose our attention kind of and get into other things.
That's fantastic.
So it is really funny. Mm. I think the audience is going to eat that one up. And then Chris does a really good job as the son, Louis. In the second one, maybe not the most observant son in the world, but it's really well done, as with Penny.
Yeah, I would say we have Penny Weiss, and she's playing the mom. And this is a skit she's wanted to do for a long time. And so we're finally doing it in this show, and I think she's really excited about it.
That's cool. That's good to hear. That's really good to hear. And Marilyn, anything else on your characters that you wanted to mention? Or?
Well, that's the only one I play a character in. Otherwise, like I said, I come out, I have a little Silver Fox poem I do. I introduce, you know, who we are. Mm-hmm. I've been with Silver Foxes. I'm not a charter member, but I came in pretty soon after they started in 2009. Mm. And so I've been coordinator multiple times. I just gave that up.
We'll be coming back to that, though. Oh. So hang on to that. This is the second question now. You've seen my list ahead of time? Because you're good at this. You're good. Thank you, Marilyn. I appreciate
it. I've been around.
Tronda, can you tell us a little bit about your character?
Yes. Well, as I said, I play the halftime for the basketball, and I'm picked on by the coach here.
Poor Penelope.
Yes. But on the other hand, we have a good time once we get up there together, and we think the audience will definitely laugh, enjoy what we're doing. Marilyn also brings the audience in at it when she's doing her talks to begin with, and jokes and poems, so usually the audience enjoys that.
Yeah.
They feel like they're participating.
It's a great way to keep things moving, too. Keep the audience's attention while also letting the actors backstage and everybody do their thing and get set up. It's a nice note on that, too. Thank you for that, Tronda.
Sure. We're a little different that way because the audience kind of sees us moving props and the furniture and things like that. And so we work a little differently than the regular theater. And so, you know, we have to fill in some of those things.
Yeah.
So.
It's no different than what they got to do on Saturday Night Live or a lot of other the sketch comedy that I've worked on or anything. It's a smart way of doing it, but it's also a really fun way of doing it for the audience. That's pretty cool. Thank you for that, Tronda. Chris, I feel like I've asked you this question so many times. Tell me about your character.
In the halftime skit, I get to play the coach, and so I'm just totally frustrated at these women who are losing 59-6 to a bunch of, as we call it, ancient nuns, and I think, you know, in my character, I'm trying to get them to get motivated. You know, we want to win, we want to do this, and they're in another world, it's a great skit, and I'm really glad we're doing it. And then of course the skit with the mother and the son. So like Marilyn said, it's a little bit slapstick maybe. It's just a lot of fun.
Big fan of slapstick. So yeah, anytime you can throw that into it, it's fun. It's a great way of doing this. And I want to get into a little bit of the rehearsal process, too. How often have you guys been able to get together? How often have you rehearsed?
We've been going, because we had a shorter time period, because we're performing before Halloween. So we added a Tuesday in, because usually Thursday was our main day. But we knew we had to step it up a little bit because the calendar was shortened.
Yeah. Hmm. So you guys met twice a week, it sounds like, about an hour or two around there.
Yeah, pound a couple time. Hours. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes we go through it twice if we have extra time, you know, because we didn't get to go right on the main stage because we work around what's happening with the regular theater on main stage. And so we... That's a change for us once we actually get on the stage and start moving the props and the furniture and the set. You know, that changes where we are positional wise. And, you know, so you have to learn how to do that.
Well, and with the Foxes, we typically rehearse in the afternoons. So the early afternoon, which is much different from our main stage shows that are rehearsed in the evening.
When you're describing that, it reminds me of my first years at WRCT when we were at the still at the library, and we had to rehearse in one place and come over here, and so our blocking completely changed and all that. And I really admire that. That it's not always easy to be able to pull that off, and you guys do a great job of it. I bring up the rehearsal process in part for one, for the audience to have some understanding of the work and time that you take out of your personal lives to do this, but also as kind of an idea to the audience. Hey, it isn't a big time commitment if you ever want to do this, because we are always looking for new members, not just at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, but a part of Silver Foxes. The work that you guys are doing is important to the community, helps the community, and also entertains the community, along with entertaining you guys, because I have never seen a Silver Fox come in and not smiling or happy or enjoying themselves. You guys are always laughing, always having a good time. Let's talk a little bit about your experience with this. Marilyn, again, you you touched on this earlier, kind of got ahead of the game on this one. You have been with Silver Foxes for quite some time.
Yes. Yeah.
Your early experience with them, you started on early on with them.
Well, one of the Foxes, Lucy Rose, got me into it. And so, and at that point, we were a little different. We used to go to some of the nursing homes and things like that. And then, well, COVID obviously changed the world, put a damper on a lot of things. And we're older too now. I mean, we were a lot younger. I mean, they're younger, but
know what you mean.
I've been there long enough now, and our lives have all changed too. And it's gotten a little harder, you know, to maintain all this. But we have a wonderful group. We have two sisters that come over from Marshfield that have joined us. And it's a phenomenal group of people. But I like it. You touched on the time a little bit because I did some stage work. I didn't act on main stage, but I did behind the scenes and to be there at night. And I don't care to do that personally in my life now. And so I enjoy the afternoon. And we do have a nighttime skit now, which we didn't. We used to only perform in the afternoon, but we've included like a Friday night now. And so we're pulling a little different audience that like some of our family who works couldn't come to see us, and now they can. And
I think our two actors from Marshfield, I think they bring half their family with them.
It's nice. We are blessed to have them.
That's always nice. Trenda, how long have you been a part of Silver Foxes, and how's your experience been with them?
I've been with Silver Foxes 3 years. My experiences, I definitely have improved since I started. As far as rehearsals, yes. So everyone knows definitely rehearsals, practice makes perfect. And it's always rewarding because it all comes together. And then you finally, between changing your costumes to being ready for the next skit, it's like, wow, we did it. And it turned out great.
There's a great satisfaction to building things, whether it's a meal for somebody or it's a play you're working on or a building you're working on, whatever it is. There is nothing like that feeling of putting in the time, the grind, and the blood, sweat, tears, all the things. And it's just taking a step back and be like, that feeling. I'm so happy for you guys having that feeling and stuff. That's cool to hear.
But I think it's, excuse me, I didn't mean to cut you off. Because we sometimes do four skits, that's different. And so we're four different characters. And we have to physically make that change, too. So the audience isn't reading, oh, that character, she's, you know, or he, you want to change it. And so that, I think, is a something that's a little different with Silver Foxes versus most plays.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You have to jump into each character. You have to make that change.
Yeah, be able to, and really on a dime, be able to make that flip and everything, which is not easy to do. Again, a tip of the hat on that. That's a really credit to you guys in being able to do that. Thank you, Tron. I appreciate it. Chris, I've only got about 15 minutes left, so your experience with Silver Fox, we're going to have to be quick. No, I'm joking. You've been there a while. You've been doing this for a little while.
I have been here a while now, so I got involved with the group when we just talked about and decided we were going to do a old-time radio show. And so that's kind of what pulled me into the group, and we've had so much fun with that. And we normally do that in the late winter or early spring, that show. And a lot of people really have enjoyed that. So I think we're going to try to continue that on this year, too. So,
well, if you ever know anybody in the radio industry and you want to do something on an even bigger level and do something at another radio station or something, I've got some connections. I might know a couple people in the radio industry that would love to have more theater on the radio. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
Can I lay that? No.
Well, I don't think that's a bad idea.
I think we got to talk. We got to talk about that.
Formerly, I lived in Minnesota for a few years, and we were doing old-time radio shows over there, too, and we did get a chance to prepare a show that they played on air at the local radio station.
Was Paul Harvey from Minnesota? Was he? I can't remember if he was or not.
I
thought he was a Midwesterner. I'm not sure.
I think you're right.
But I know that there's a plot. Radio in Minnesota is huge, and certainly some of the what we're talking about here and everything. Yeah. So all kidding aside, we are going to talk about that because I'd love to get some more of that back on their radio stations and especially on the weekends and everything. I think it's certainly a beneficial thing. I've talked with Gretchen about this a lot of us mutually helping each other and crossovers and working together with them and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media more. So
I think that's a great idea.
When it comes to why you guys did this, I'm curious to know what got you involved, why you got involved with Silver Foxes. In Maryland, what made you want to do something like this?
Well, partly because it was daytime.
Timing.
It makes
timing
it sound like
everything.
I don't go out at night.
No,
I do.
Yeah.
But it was fun because we do use scripts, and we try to make them inconspicuous. We do try to practice enough that we're not reading our part, but it is there, and it's a security, I think, for some of us to have it, because we're not memorizing, and that appealed to me, to be honest.
Yeah.
And the theme, because we didn't do heavy drama, we did humorous. I love that part of it.
Yeah.
You know, nothing like live theater and they're laughing their heads off.
Yes.
You know, and I can picture these two skits before intermission are really going to go over big with the laughter. And I think part of it was something totally different that I was in a group doing it, but I used to do it for the school district. We had a great group of teachers at Grove where I taught, and we put together Christmas shows, retirement parties, marriages, and we redid everything. And we were rather like Saturday Night Live. We did skit work, and I rewrote words to songs and that fits the theme, and sometimes made fun of administration things. You know, education always had a few things that you didn't agree with.
Of course.
They came down from on high.
A little roasting.
Yes. So I did all that for years of the school district. And so it kind of,
it was a natural transition for
you. Yes, but I hadn't been out in public doing it.
We appreciate
that
you have.
Got used to that.
Yeah, good on you. And thank you for sharing that part of it, too. Trinda, how about for you?
Well, I was shy, actually, in high school, and I always wanted to do it, but was too shy to try out. So now that I'm retired and I have this time, and I don't want to be bored, so here I go.
Oh. We're glad we have her.
Yeah. And a great answer. Great answer, Trotter. Great answer. Chris, how about for you? And again, I feel like I've asked you this before.
Oh, yeah. I said it's a great way to act like a fool and get away with it.
Yes. It's such a good book.
I love acting, and I got involved with acting over in Minnesota. I thought I would like to do it, and I finally started doing it and fell in love with it. And when we moved, I'm originally from the area here, mm-hmm. but when we moved back to the area, I said, I'm going to be in the community theater. And within 2 weeks, I went over to the theater and contacted mm-hmm. them and asked if I could help them or be part of the group. So,
I'm pretty sure you didn't even get mail before you were already over there and
no,
everything.
Yeah,
you were,
I know.
You were there quick. And all of you, not only do I appreciate you guys taking the time out of your day-to-day lives and entertaining this community and doing so much of this and putting up with my questions and hanging out with us for this next this past half an hour, but also touching on all the things and sharing all the things you did, because while we want to encourage people to take in these shows, we also want to encourage the audience out there to be a part of these shows, whether it's behind the scenes or in front of the stage or wherever you want to be, wherever you're comfortable. Silver Foxes have room. They have room for you. To our younger audience out there, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater always has room for you. We want all comers, want the whole community to be a part of these events. So thank you so much for sharing all of that, you guys. I really appreciate that. And really nice recruiting work by everybody. Keep in mind, the Silver Foxes are young at heart. They've been doing this since 2009 and doing a darn good job at it too. And you want to take in this most recent show, Let the Spirit Move You. The production dates come up Thursday, October 24th at 2 o'clock matinee. Friday, on the 25th, there'll be a 6 o'clock show. And things wrap up on Saturday with a 2 o'clock matinee. Tickets are just $10, and you can get them at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. While you're at it, keep in mind to follow Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater on social media. Share their work on your page. You just don't know who might see it otherwise. Get your tickets for this and find out about all the other great events going on at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater at wrctheater.org. Thank you so much for the time, you guys. Break a leg. Have a great time. Have
Thanks,
a great
Jay.
Run.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us in.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior, and he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by my Thursday guest host, Tom Paulswitz, and our special guest, Joe Fox, from Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, talking about the youth vote ahead of the election.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They've endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS.